Tetra Darshan, February 2, 2010. What is actually dear to us? The soul or our body? Generally, we say, I love my body. This is my body. I am my body. Everything for my body. Feed my body, clothe my body, rest my body, bathe my body, decorate my body, show off my body, enjoy my body, and enjoy anybody, and enjoy everybody. But Uddhava in Brahmar Gita, he says that the gopis, they understand that the supreme object of love, the indescribable bhav that they have, Govinda Eva Nikilatmani, the Brajagopis describe the supreme object of love. Because what does the word Atma mean, Nikilatmani? We say the Sanskrit word Atma means body, mind, or soul. But in essence, the word Atma means the most dear object. Everything is dear to us only because of the presence of the Atma. This body is very dear, and other bodies are very dear to us. We're very attached and attracted to this body and other bodies, as long as the Atma is there. If the Atma is taken out, then there is nothing left in this material world. If you love something, even if it's a material object, you love that object because you identify with it. You consider it as yourself or a part of yourself. So real attachment, or our really attachment, is to our own self, our Atma. Whenever you love somebody, or you love them because you think it is myself. And Krishna is Akilatmani, the self of the self, for everyone. Krishna is the Paramatma, the supreme object of attachment. So Uddhava, in this Brahmar Gita conclusion, he's praying to the Brajagopis after witnessing their Mahabhav, Ruda Mahabhav. And he's describing how the Brajagopis have the topmost attachment and bhav for Krishna, not topmost attachment and bhav for their bodies. That's in the 10th canto, 47-58. Etat param tanupito bhuvi gopa vadvo Govinda eva nikilatmani vruda bhava Vachanti yad bhavabhiyo muniyo vayam cha Kim brahma janmabir ananta katara sasya. The Brajagopis have one-pointed rudha bhav, the gopi vadvu, the young married cowherd girls of Braj. They have one-pointed rudha bhav towards Krishna, who is the soul of all living entities. Govinda eva nikalatmani, the Govinda, the soul of all souls. This is the topmost level of Krishna prema of that the Brajagopis have. And by this, the Brajagopis made their lives successful. This bhav is hankered for not only by fearful persons desiring liberation from material existence, but also by great Mahapurushas, as well as devotees like myself, Uddhava. But none of us are able to attain this level of bhav. For such persons whose minds are spontaneously attached to Krishna Katha, what is the benefit of taking birth even as Brahma again and again for so many Mahakalpas? And the Bhagavatam says, PBT, among all persons on earth, the coward women alone have actually perfected their embodied lives, for they have achieved the perfection of unalloyed love for Lord Govinda. The Brajagopis' pure love is hankered after by those who fear material existence by great sages and by ourselves as well. For one who has tasted the narrations of the infinite Lord Krishna, what is the use of taking birth as a high-class Brahmana, or even as Lord Brahma himself? And the gopis, they've, unlike anyone else in the universe, they've perfected their lives by achieving Mahabhav. So even those that are striving for liberation, Bhava Bhiyo, or those who are liberated, and devotees like Uddhava, they desire, but they can't attain it.